Welcome to the Next Chapter Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Next Chapter Podcast. I'm your host, Monique, and I just want to say that I'm so excited you're here and you're listening. Super thankful and grateful. So let's get into it. Quick disclaimer that I'm no therapist, nor am I a doctor, so it's only me talking to you, okay? Me sharing my experience with you, and that's all it is. Okay, so today we are talking about healing from your trauma, and I'm actually in a very funky mood today. I don't know why. It's been a weird week. It's really been a weird week. My trauma has come back, yeah, and so I don't want to talk about it actually. Bad timing when I actually need to talk about how to heal from your trauma, right? Am I right? So I don't want to talk about it. I want to cry myself to sleep and just disappear for a week. That's what I want to do. But I have responsibilities and I need to launch this. So that's why I've been MIA on my Instagram for the previous 2 days. Yeah. I've been going through some stuff, but anyway, I'm here now. Thank you for your support. Okay. It's quite an odd, complicated, difficult question. How do you heal from trauma? Another question can be, how do you heal from trauma if you are a Christian? Okay, because the world tells you something and then you are like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. And then it's not the Christian way. So, yeah. I can't actually tell you how to heal. Because if you ask me, Monique, did you heal? I would probably tell you, I don't know. Because it comes and goes in waves, okay? One day, I'm super happy. It felt like I've healed. And then the other day, next to that day, it feels like I'm drowning again. And then it's just a big freaking mess. It's just a big mess. I can't tell you if I healed or if I didn't heal. I don't know. What I can tell you is that I am in a very healthy space than I was a year ago. Yeah. I'm in a super healthier space. And you know why? Do you know why? Because if you behave a certain kind of way, two times I've said that, but it's okay. You will see the behavior, okay? You will address it. You will take it and you will change it. I struggle a lot with responding. Let me say that again. I struggle with healthy responding. Okay, let me explain. When someone asks me, okay, they are standing, okay, scenario.
Someone is standing next to the fridge and I'm making dinner, okay? And this person asks me, where is the milk? Or where can I find the milk? Okay, your brain goes, okay? Or my brain goes. Let me tell you how I experience it, okay? My brain goes to your, okay, one, you're standing next to the fridge. Two, are you that dumb that you don't know that milk is in the fridge? Three, I will probably tell you you're dumb. It's in the fridge. Okay? Because that is how I grew up. Okay? You will ask mum, where's the milk? And she will tell you, you stupid idiot, you're not smart enough. It's in the fridge. How can you be that dumb? Are you that stupid that you can't think that milk needs to be in the fridge? And then she will go on like that for 5 to 10 minutes. You're dumb and you don't know where's the milk. The milk is in the fridge. Oh, she will end off with, the milk is in the fridge. But first, she will tell you what's wrong with you and that you're so stupid, you don't know where is the milk. And then she will tell you, it's in the fridge. Okay? That's how I grew up. And then my brain goes to, okay, that's how I grew up. So I need to respond in that way. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? So now this person is standing next to the fridge and my brain goes back to, when I asked my mum where's the milk, let me respond that way because that is the only way I know. So, when you think back to what all the patterns and the bad behaviors are you grew up with, okay? When you see that, you are leaning towards that. I would go directly in the other direction now, okay? So that's what I would do now in a situation like that. So my friend's standing next to the fridge. I'm making dinner. Friend's asking, where's the milk? I'm thinking, how did I grow up? You stupid, you dumb, you're an idiot. It's in the fridge. Take a second. Go the other way. Calm your mind. It's just milk. It's just a person. It's just milk. Kindly, in a slow voice. It's in the fridge. And then go back to what you were doing. And see how that changes your brain. Instantly. It's not gonna permanently change your brain. You need to practice it because it can't just change all the pathways that it created, the bad pathways it created. But I will tell you that the brand new bright pathway will grow every single day if you go the other way or go the opposite way of the bad behaviors and the cycles you actually grew up with. Okay? It feels like I'm talking really right to myself. Like, I only know one person that went through. I'm talking about friendships now. One person that went through almost the same that I went through. And so it's really weird. I don't know if there's many people out there that went through the same stuff. So I feel like I'm just talking to myself. But if it helps you, it helps you, okay? I've asked ChatGPT what to do to heal your brain and how long it's going to take. And then I've also watched YouTube videos and whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay. So ChatGPT actually says you need a routine, you need to journal, you need art and music, and then small wins. I've already told you that. And then let me go on by telling you how long is it going to take for you to like heal your brain. So she says the realistic timeline, what people commonly notice is immediate 2 days if you practice all of these things. I'm going to read them now to you. If you practice all of these good things, you're going to see changes in immediate days. And then regular movement is 1 to 3 weeks. It will lift your mood and reduce anxiety symptoms. And then in 4 to 8 weeks, she says if a psychiatrist prescribes an SSRI or similar medication, many people notice improvements in sleep, appetite, energy, and concentration in 4 to 8 weeks. And then 6 to 12 weeks, evidence-based trauma therapies like the EMDR. I don't know if you know that, but it's when a therapist moves her finger from one side to the other and you need to follow your eyes. You need to follow her finger with your eyes, and then you need to think of the traumatic event that happened. And so they say your trauma will actually disappear when this happens. I don't know if that's true, but they say if you do that, it can be critical symptom reductions over a course of weekly sessions. And then 8 weeks and beyond, it is shown to produce measurable changes in brain regions. Okay, 3 to 12 months plus, deeper personality level shifts, rewritten beliefs about safety or trust, and recovery from complex or developmental trauma. So that is what she says. So in 3 to 12 months plus, you will like personally feel your personality shifts and your brain will rewrite beliefs about safety or trust if you do all of the above. Prioritize 7 to 9 hours sleep, a balanced diet, gentle exercise, slow breathing exercises, if you do EMDR or trauma focused CBT, if you learn new skills, journaling, mindfulness and meditation. And actually MRI studies show that mindfulness reduces overactivation in the amygdala. And remember, I said the amygdala is your fear center. So it actually reduces overactivation of that. And it strengthens the prefrontal cortex, which is logistics and control. If you do mindfulness and meditation every day. So that's what ChatGPT says. Okay. I don't know if that's true because I've never tried it. I believe I have tried anti-anxiety meds and antidepressant meds. Personally, for me, it doesn't work. For me, Personally, they are a waste of time. Personally, I think there's other ways you can do it, because I know what antidepressants do to you. So I just think you can do it another way. But that's just personally. I want to tell you that for me, personally, I feel that I can do a lot more. I am just scared. I'm really scared. I'm really scared, like, what if I actually heal? Is it normal? Is it normal? I just want to know. I'll ask ChatGPT now. I don't know if it's normal if you are scared to heal. I feel that I don't know what I'm actually scared of, because basically I'm saying that I'm scared to get better. But in my defense, this is how I lived my entire life. So technically I'm scared and I fear the unknown of healthy, actually, because this feels healthy to me. I don't know. Obviously, I know it's not healthy, but it feels healthy to my body. It feels healthy to be in this cycle of, okay, it comes back and then it goes again, the trauma now. It feels healthy when the trauma comes back and reminds me that what I went through, and then it feels healthy when it goes away and I think I healed. I don't know if I'm weird, but that's how I feel. And it's quite scary. It's really scary. Because if I do mindful meditation now, and if I, you know, journal every day, and I have a healthy diet, I sleep 7 to 9 hours, and I go to therapy, I'm just scared of forgetting, like, everything. It's not like, I don't know, because I want to forget everything. But then, on the other hand, I don't want to forget about it. You know? It's weird. It is a bit weird. But I feel that it's safer for me now to take one step at a time, which means that I'm first going to, you know, check on my mental health and check on my behaviors and how I respond to people, especially with the ones that are close to me, like my boyfriend, you know, and my mom and my sister. And that's what I want to do first. I first want to focus on the behaviors and how I react to something before I go to something else. I don't know, that's how I feel. But I think I already have a plan at hand that I'm going to make myself a small list, and I'm going to post it on Instagram. And then I'm going to do those things every day. And then we'll do monthly checkups. Yeah, we'll do monthly checkups. I mean, why not? You know, you don't have to be scared of the unknown. Yeah, you don't have to be scared. It's okay. And it's okay if you are. It's just, you need to take a leap of faith. And with this, I'm really talking to myself as well. So please do let me know and comment if you have gone through the similar situation as I have gone through, or maybe something else. And then, yeah. This is a really short episode. I really wanted to focus on just the behaviors of how you react, and keep your eyes and your ears open for the list I'm going to post on Instagram. It's going to be cool. And then I'll see you on the other side. Yes, see you on the other side. I really do hope you like my podcast and that it really helps you. I really want it to help you in a sense of way, even if it's in a small sense of way. I just want to tell you that you're special and that you are not your trauma, and that you can do anything. Your brain is a really strong is a really strong compartment in your body, because without your brain you can't really do anything. So yeah, I just want to say I'm really thankful for my brain. That's all I want to say. It was really nice chatting to you. It feels like every time I pick up the mic and I put on my earphones, it feels like I'm chatting to like my alter ego in the laptop. And so I'm really like, yo, you better do better. You better believe you're special. But yo, I'm super grateful that you're listening, and I am really thankful you're here. That was a really long you're. I'm super thankful that you're here and that you're listening and that you're tuning in. And I can't ask for a better audience, you know. Please remember to comment something. Comment anything, you know, like hands or smiley face or anything at all. Please don't be quiet like that. Please don't be silent. You know, I actually like talking to people, but only on occasions. I'm just joking. But anyway, okay. I need to go now, otherwise I'm getting weird. I'm gonna get weird, and that's not what I want to do. Okay. See you in my next episode. Another thing before you leave, I just wanted to say that you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at The Next Chapter Pod. I'm super excited for our journey. You are more than welcome to DM me. And please share your story, because I shared mine. See you in the next episode. Bye.